I do not like Thanksgiving. And this is the story I normally tell people. I'm a vegetarian, so I don't get eating turkey. And the idea of the entire country conforming to eat the same meal on the same day is very uncreative to me. And I really am not a big fan of football, so I don't get the idea of sitting in front of the TV for a couple hours. I think it's a waste of time. Okay, this is what I tell people. But there's some other reasons why I really don't like Thanksgiving. My parents immigrated from Eastern Europe, so when they came here, they were, older, and they really didn't practice or celebrate Thanksgiving as a child, so they really didn't get it. And my mother is mentally ill. My mother suffers from schizophrenia, so every holiday, every day, is quite an adventure in my house, and especially as a child. And my grandfather, my mother's father, had died when I was quite young, the week of Thanksgiving. So you can imagine the repercussions for a woman who really doesn't know about this holiday, who's trying to create this beautiful holiday, and she's so depressed and crazy, it never really came out to anything rather than a disaster. So when I got married, I married a man whose family lived in Indiana, and they had this Midwest amazing Thanksgiving, and they all wore sweatshirts from colleges that they graduated from years ago, and they would watch football and drink and be merry, and it was pretty fantastic. And my mother-in-law would create a meal that was, you know, right out of Southern living, and this Norman Rockwell Thanksgiving was pretty fantastic for someone like me to partake in. Well, fast forward, and I was getting a divorce. Yeah, there goes Thanksgiving. So I was getting a divorce, and so for those of you who've ever been through this wonderful process, it's quite horrible, and I found every moment of the process very difficult. I don't see the world in black and white. I see it in rainbows and fuchsia and sparkles. I'm a therapist and an actor. I don't think like a lawyer. And my attorney said to me, a good separation agreement is when you both feel like you've been screwed. So what you have to do is when you look at the custody, and I have pretty much full custody of my children, there's a couple Saturdays here and there, a couple weekends, but you have to choose holidays. And right away I thought, well, this is the easiest thing I've ever done in my life. I don't like Thanksgiving. Here, you can have it. Done. I wrote it down. Done. Done. And so Wednesday through Sunday, my children would be with my ex-husband in Indiana, in the sweatshirts, watching football and eating turkey. And it kind of sunk in a few weeks later and then years later what I did. And so those of you that are parents, you realize that your children are very much connected to you. And as a mother, there's this physical connection that is unbelievable. So I've been experiencing every Thanksgiving holiday, this separation anxiety that is overwhelming. And it's like this early onset empty nest syndrome that goes on inside of me, and it's pretty awful. I feel like half of my heart is gone. So last year, when my children were 9 and 5, I decided I can't be in Baltimore. I don't want any reminders of Baltimore or Maryland. I don't want any reminders of the United States. So I actually went to Paris. So I spent a few days in Paris, and I got on a plane and took off, and Thanksgiving was spent at the Louvre. So I had art and beauty and no turkey and no football. And I really wanted every distraction I could possibly, so I would not think about what was happening in Indiana, which was really quite lovely. So one of the other things I decided to do while I was in Paris is to really keep myself busy. I'm a writer, and I decided, of all places in the world to write about love, why not Paris? So I had a project that began in the airport where I was interviewing people, random people, about love. And my question was, what is love to you? So it began at the airport, continued at cafes, very handsome waiters, and I, you know, asked this question about love. I had some very interesting answers from some Frenchmen. Those that were married, in particular, they had asked me if I would be their lover, but they were married. And so a very important phrase I learned was, merci, no, and walk away and smile. So my favorite evening in Paris was my last evening before coming back to the States. It was at a jazz club called La Cavode aux Chêtes, the Cave of Rocks. And years ago, back in the days of beheadings, this building used to be the site of beheadings. And I know it doesn't sound very romantic, but, you know, let's move forward in time. And this building is this incredible place of beauty and music, and it's sexy and it's amazing. So I spent my last night swooning and dancing and drinking champagne and interviewing people about love. I met this one gentleman who had the most beautiful brown eyes I've ever seen, who had cheekbones that Michelangelo, I swore, carved on his face. His hair was wavy, and I imagined him in a white wavy shirt with a sword on a horse, and he was a prince. He was such a prince. And he didn't speak English very well. My French is comme ci, comme ça. So I asked him about love, and he returned to me and said, well, what is love to you? Oh, well, I said, well, I believe love is a risk. In English, we say that you fall in love, on tombe, right? You can fall. You can fall and break your neck and be paralyzed forever. You can fall into a pit of boiling oil and be scalded. Well, we spoke and talked and had a lovely evening. And at one point of the evening, he said to me, you know, I don't take a lot of risks in my life, and I think I should. And he said to me, close your eyes. So I'm going to ask all of you right now, just close your eyes and imagine this place filled with music and love, and a little bit of champagne, and he leaned over, and he kissed me. And it was beautiful, and hot, and I felt this, you know, warmth inside of me that I probably had shut down for a long time. It was quite beautiful. I was leaving the next day, and but I was happy to be going home to my children, it turns out that this prince also had a girlfriend who he was living with for 20 years, so that really never went very far. But as I was writing my stories and compiling all these beautiful answers about what love is, I reconsidered my answer, this idea of falling and hurting yourself and being paralyzed. It was kind of a lame answer that I gave. I realized that I don't need a special holiday, I don't need football, and I certainly don't need turkey. I need two beautiful little boys who mean the world to me. Their names are Grant and Aiden, and that's love. So happy holidays.
Alex Hewitt.